Why would we want to build rapport with people? What does it do for us? What benefits do we get? What problems does it solve or decrease? Well, if you think about it, sooner or later, on your endeavor to achieve your goals, you're going to need the assistance and support from other people. I bet the people you most openly and willingly assist and support are those that you have the most rapport with. So if you want to get other people's assistance and support, then building rapport with them first is a major move forwards. If you thought about the area of sales, all other things being equal, people tend to buy from those that they have the most rapport with. So if you're a salesperson, the people that will become your customers will be the people that you've built the most rapport with in the first place. Then going back to CD number 2, when we talked about the presuppositions of NLP, remember that resistance in any context is a sign of a lack of rapport. If you're sensing resistance in a client, resistance in a team member, resistance in a coaching client, resistance in a therapy client, resistance in a prospect, resistance in an audience that you're presenting to or training, that's an indication that you don't have enough rapport. What you're about to learn on this CD is what to do in those situations, techniques that will enable you to build large amounts of rapport very, very rapidly, literally with anyone that you meet.